The Emotionally Uncomfortable podcast is going live. Yes, you heard that correct. You can come ask your questions and get free live coaching. I'm going to be talking about all things attracting profit and parenting, which if you've been around for a while, profit equals time flexibility, emotional freedom, and all things money and wealth building. And of course, parenting. Come ask about why your kids do what they do, how to motivate your teens, and how you can become the adults they need. And the cool side effect is you can apply these principles to other relationships in your life, like your marriage, team building, and even your own parents. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live to check out the next live podcast recording dates and topics. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, live. See you there.
The truth is, in order to raise children who love themselves, who stand in their power, and who gain the confidence to go out into the world and express who they truly are, we have to be willing to become. Hey, it's Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of three boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life, both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not a parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go. All right, ladies, I am back, and today I'm super excited to share with you an interview. An interview with a beautiful soul, a beautiful woman who I absolutely adore. Her name is Melissa Reynolds, and she is the founder of M. Kate Photography. Melissa and I have been acquaintances. She's worked with me for a few years now, and she has radically transformed how she lives, works, plays, and parents. Melissa is a mother of 5. She is a wife, a business owner, and a dreamer. And her dream is that her desire is to show women their true beauty. And I think Melissa is a perfect example of somebody who not only walks her talk, but also lives her message and does the work to reveal the message in the world. And if you are not yet in the arena, and what I mean by that is somebody who's doing the work. Oftentimes we're sitting on the sidelines curious about how do we jump in. And we jump in when we give ourselves permission to allow it to be messy, to allow it to be imperfect, and to learn and grow as we go. And what I mean by that is action is where the magic happens. And I believe Melissa is a perfect example of this. Oftentimes people will say, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to do in the world? You know, how do I find my contentment? How do I find my fulfillment? But you have to be willing to do the work. If you're waiting for the perfect strategy or the perfect blueprint, they will never be enough. There'll never be enough. You will never have the perfect strategy. You will never have the blueprint. You just have to keep asking and moving forward. So I'm really excited for you to dive into today's podcast with Melissa. Before I do that, though, I want to remind you that we are about a week away before the doors close for the Mastery Accelerator. This is a day where we are going to spend together doing the work. What do I mean by that? Well, it's easy to hear me speak and to absorb the information, but not integrate it into your life. So not only when you join the Mastery Accelerator, are we going to have a day together of experiential learning, you are also going to be getting some pre-prep work to get you all ready for that day. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/business. This round of the Mastery Accelerator is geared towards women in business and women who are ready to start their business with the skill that they already have acquired. So if you are sitting here going, what is my next step? I have no idea what my life purpose is. I have no idea what I want to do. This is not for you. But if you are a woman in business and you want to take your career to the next level, or you are in corporate or a stay-at-home mom and you know exactly what you want to do, but you're just not sure how to get it off the ground, head on over to heatherchauvin.com/business. This is all about leadership. This is about embodiment and becoming the woman that you need to align yourself with, meaning your belief systems, your thoughts, and your actions in order to manifest what you truly desire. This is not a quick fix. This is about doing the uncomfortable work, taking a stand for yourself, and know that when you are taking a stand for yourself, you are also taking a stand for those around you, including your family. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/business and register today. I'll see you on the inside. All right. We start this conversation with messy imperfection because that's what life is, right?
Exactly.
Welcome, Melissa. I'm excited to have this conversation with you.
I've been waiting for it, to be honest.
I've been waiting for this moment. You probably have a song that you've written and a photo shoot that you've cultivated. Okay. I just want to, before we preface this conversation, one, I understand what you mean by you've been waiting for this. It's been a while. How many years have you been in my world? You've had two babies since I've known you.
Yeah. So it's been August of 2018.
Wow. So almost 2 years.
Yeah. Almost 2 years. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. You were pregnant with your fourth.
Yeah.
And now you have a fifth.
Yeah.
We've been through a lot of babies together.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
It's been crazy, actually.
But here's the magic of you. You are, I believe, I would say a woman on a mission. What I've observed from you is somebody, like, talk about perseverance and commitment to becoming. It's not a once and done. It's not you get to read a book, you get to meditate, you get to journal, and your life is miraculously perfect. It is about just continuously showing up. And you are, to me, Melissa, you're the definition of that.
I already cried, so I knew that was coming. So you're not going to see tears. All you're going to hear is just thank you.
You're an easy target for that, though. Like, I know if I want somebody to cry, I'm going to call Melissa, and she's just, because you embody your message, and I want to talk a little bit about that. We have decided, so during this conversation, we're going to do a little live coaching on belief systems because I think this is what's holding so many women back. But I do want to talk a little bit about, like, what inspires you to do the work that you do, and maybe talk a little bit about, you know, what it is that you do and how you kind of became to be who you are today for those who don't know you.
Yeah. Obviously I'm mid-journey because I'm still here. So I don't know where the destination is, and it's changed so much in the course of 2 years that I kind of have looked back and thought, oh my gosh, if I've been doing this work before the 2 years, where would I be? because it's so interesting, because I always associated time with growth, and it's just one aspect of growth is what I'm realizing. And more of it is, I actually have it written right over here, and it says, the degree at which a person can grow is directly related to the amount of truth that she can accept about herself.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. And I wrote that down on my whiteboard, so I could see it every day, because I'm just blown away that by being uncomfortable, like you've taught me, I've grown. And for those of you who don't know who I am, you probably do, because I'm a big deal, but just kidding. I'm a photographer. I'm a portrait photographer. I've done everything under the sun as far as photography goes. But after becoming a mom, I've realized that I'm really drawn to photographing women, not just moms, but especially women, because I realize there's a story there that I love to tell. And everyone has a unique story. We have similarities that bring us together and deepen relationships. And I think that's why you're drawn to people, is because you see yourself in that person. You've actually told me that a lot. So it's like an honor in a way. And whenever I see women come through my doors to be photographed, whether it be boudoir or high school senior or even their wedding day or business stuff, I really see a part of me in their story, whether they're ahead of me or behind me. And it's just really an honor to photograph them and tell a part of their story that they don't see of themselves, if that makes sense, because we're always associating ourselves with, I'm the mom, I'm the photographer, I'm this, I'm that. And I'm just going to be totally honest, is a lot of us don't own our sexiness and our beauty, especially, because I think we've grown up in a culture that says it's vain to, actually go for it and feel beautiful and actually own, yes, like, I feel beautiful today. Thank you so much for noticing. And I've seen my relationship grow with my husband because of me owning it.
I think this is a really important conversation to have, because too often we've been conditioned, like you were saying, by society of who we need to be or how we need to feel. And, looking within to have those uncomfortable conversations, not only with ourselves, whether you're talking to yourself, I talk to myself a lot in my journal, or with, friends that you trust and can have those intimate conversations with. But what I've observed in your work, I remember when we started working together, you talked about being a photographer and doing boudoir. And I always say it's not the product that you're selling, it's the message and the energy behind it. And so when someone goes, I want to do a boudoir photo shoot, or I want, these photos or that photos, but when you choose your photographer, it's typically because you're connected to their message. And I think you have a very unique message, because right away I learned and discovered that you told me that the photos are, what did you say? Are like the gift, the goodie bag. The photos are the goodie bag, but it was the journey to that moment, like to that goodie bag, right? That embodies the experience with you. And I really noticed that. How do you create that transformation for people when they're coming in? Like, what is the desire that they have? What's the pain point? How are you walking them through that process to themselves? Because embodying your sexy, embodying your beauty, like allowing the insides to come outside, is a process. And of course there is a perspective, but how do you do that for women? And what do you notice as they're, we're going to talk about the blocks after.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the journey first.
Okay. So the journey, everyone, and that's a part of photography too, is everyone has their own story. Everyone has their own journey, but there are parallels for the people who walk in my studio. And how it starts is usually, I've been pretty active voicing my message on social, which made me super uncomfortable at first. But the more I put it out there, the more I realized I wasn't alone in how I was feeling. So women would reach out and say, hey, like, I feel the same. Hey, I really want a boudoir shoot because I feel, whether it be boudoir or glamour, whatever, you know, for those of you listening, like, you don't have to take off your clothes to do boudoir photos, by the way, just FYI. It's like people want to do this, but they're not really sure why, to be honest. Most of it is because they desire to feel differently about their body. It's not that they're looking for a quick fix. It's that they know they're beautiful deep down. It's that they desire my eye so that they can hopefully see it. And determining from that point on really depends on how much they're willing to dive into their own blocks, like you said, getting through my door. Because after that point of when I talk to people, it's the blocks, right? But what's different with the women willing to come through my doors is they don't know the how. They just keep moving forward because they know they want it.
I love that. Okay, so you've heard me say, like, leaning into the discomfort, right? So it seems like it's a process of the surrender. Like, you're just surrendering to trust the process, trust the leader, trust the guide that Melissa is going to carry you there, which I've seen you do again and again and again. And I truly believe that we teach what we need to learn.
Yeah.
Your face is like, oh, shit. Yeah. I think we struggle and are challenged with certain things because we have to go on that journey ourselves, maybe to be a few steps ahead of the other person. But that's what, you know, that's what can create the connection for people. It's so easy for me to see possibility and potential in everybody else. But then when I see in my, you know, to see that in myself, I can get stuck.
Exactly. And I think, like, we see, like I said, when we see snippets of other people as us, then it associates something with our brain that I too can do that, or, you know what I mean? So that's why people hire me as their photographer usually, is because they see a part of them in my story. And that's super important. But yeah, so I guess in long story short, yeah, it really kind of comes down to that.
So I'm watching, okay, so this is off topic, but we had computer issues previous to doing this, and my computer is just dying, like, very rapidly. So I'm going to be, this is real life. So we're going to be recording this. I'm just going to walk into my house, plug in my computer, but I'm going to ask you a question while we're doing that. So Melissa, I know you've drank my Kool-Aid, and I have tried to convince you that you are worthy of having everything that you desire, and that the more you become you and go after your dreams, you're observing and watching this and how you become that for your children, right? So slowly it's giving to yourself more, right? I've taught you energetic time management doing this. Can you talk a little bit about the mirroring and the parallels of how you're watching and observing these blocks in women that you work with outside of yourself, and how they're reflecting that back to you, and how you've been able to process and to move through both of those? And I'm going to put you on mute, and then we're going for a little walk in the house. So
okay.
I'll turn the microphone over to you.
Okay. So I can talk right now, right?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh man, Heather, you're going to make me cry again.
Perfect.
Even though I thought I got all my tears out. You know, like when you said we learn what we need to teach, I didn't quite believe you at first. I was like, she's kind of full of poop there, because how am I going to teach someone what I need to learn? No one's going to hire me. And the more I dove into the uncomfortable conversations that needed to happen in my personal life, and even in my business life, conversations with clients, I saw growth. I saw not only myself overcome blocks, I saw my clients overcome the same blocks. Do you want me to give, like, an example?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so there has been an example in my life. I'm going to talk with the relationship that's at the core of my family, because, and that's going to be me and my husband. There had to be some really tough conversations. One of them was when I hired you. And I will never forget sitting out on my porch, 9 months pregnant with my fourth child, in tears, not knowing how I was going to do it all. And I had a talk with Sasha, and I was like, okay, I do not have the money for this. And I remember sitting there, and you know, like when your soul knows that is what you need. And it's like, you need this. I could hear God talking to me saying, you need this. I think he was saying, you need to talk to your husband a little bit more. Looking back, I probably would have done it a little different, but even then, like, I probably wouldn't have done it. So I'm glad everything happened the way it did, because it had to happen that way. And I signed on not knowing where I was going to find the money, let alone, I did not tell my, I told my husband I was having a conversation with you, and he's like, well, we can't afford that. I was like, okay. And then I was like, Heather, I'm ready to pay. And so I did, and I went on, and looking back, I can see how terrified I was. And this is like a core belief of mine that I have been working on changing. And it is, if I change, my husband's going to leave me. That is a core belief. My husband knows this because we talk about it like daily. And it's not like this fragile thing that it used to be. Now it's like the healthiest conversation we can have to bring us closer together. Mm-hmm. And I've seen women walk through my doors, and magical stuff happens when you do a photo shoot. And women with similar stories, women who had to literally do the thing for them in order for their husband or spouse to see it. Mm-hmm. Not he's granting me permission, so now I'm going to do it. It's like he didn't trust me, so I didn't trust me.
Ooh, okay. So this is big because, oh my God, my chair is so squeaky.
I'd probably say that in reverse. I didn't trust me. Yeah. So he didn't trust me. That is honestly how I would say that.
And it's, I see this again and again and again, right? And there's been many times in my life where I've done this, but dissecting and looking back and going, how did I get from point A to point B? There was a moment where I took a stand for myself. There was a moment where I declared, no matter how many people around me didn't believe something that I needed or believed to be true, when I took a stand and took action from that place and started gaining momentum, typically they started coming on board, right? But when you don't believe yourself, when you don't trust yourself, the people around you find it very difficult to trust you, because they're like, oh, look, she has evidence. She has, you know, from her past, she'll try something. She gives up. She doesn't try. So therefore, why would I trust her? Right. Yeah. So I love how you also said you have this conversation with your husband to this day. It's almost like it's something you manage. It's not something that you, people will say, how do I get over the fear? How do I get over the guilt? How do I get over this? You're like, you don't get over it. You move through it.
Yeah. And it'll come up bigger other times of your life than others. I mean, it's literally learning that this thing in here is a powerful tool, and it could be used for good or for bad. Mm-hmm. And it's a choice of how you use those thoughts. Mm-hmm. And for me and my husband, it's literally me turning off my phone. And I need physical contact. So I'm a cuddler. I'm like, Sam, I'm really feeling not connected to you right now. And it sounds so weird, and it sounds messy. It's not perfect. And I'm like, I just need you to hold me for 1 minute, 30 seconds, you know? And the feeling, the emotion dissipates, not all the way. Sometimes maybe right after that, we might have a blow up, but I know that I'm trying. And I know that I'm actually putting forth the Melissa that I want my kids to learn from too, of how to deal with emotions, you know?
So let's talk about, yes, I'm such an advocate of becoming. And I love how you said previous to, you know, when your soul needs something. I'm probably the worst person to get advice from, because I always say it's easier to ask for permission than forgiveness. Like my husband says, Heather, you shoot and then you aim, right? I'm like, oh, let's make it happen. Let's go. He's like, how are you going to make that happen? I'm like, I don't know. Everything's figureoutable. We'll figure it out as we go. Step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We don't need to know the steps. Let's just say yes, and then we'll go. Like, that's just how I operate. But the first few times, he didn't believe me. He didn't trust me. And then the 10th, 12th, 100th time, he said, I don't know how you do it. You figure it out. Okay, I trust you, because I've trusted myself again and again and again to take risk. And I mean, these are tiny risks, right? Like you're not upping your whole life and moving to Bali or doing something ridiculous.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the transformation that you've witnessed in women. If you have any specific examples, the beauty that comes out, how people aren't physically changing their bodies, their minds, their souls, but something is shifting and therefore they energetically show up differently. And then we're going to dive into blocks and we'll do
okay.
It.
So a lot of times it's funny because I say, I don't know if I want to photograph that person because they're going to become a photographer after I photograph them. And it's true. I've had so many women come in my doors and be photographers afterwards. And I used to be really upset about it. And now I'm like, you know, I'm happy that me being so passionate about my job made someone hopefully closer to whatever they're passionate about. And some of them, it's been photography. So that's been really cool. In other things, I've seen people will text me the next day and they will say, I was on cloud 9 forever last night. And I was just, you know, people walk out the doors, and even though they just had this like super intense photo shoot that was beautiful and inspiring and they felt all the things, it walks out the door with them. And I had a girl say, for like 2 weeks I was on cloud 9, and I saw her Facebook posts. They were different. There was something different about it. She was more accepting of herself and more willing to go for her stuff in her business. I've seen it with people. I've had people change jobs after we've done photo shoots. And I wouldn't say it's all like because they've done the photo shoot. The photo shoot's a part of the journey, but they continue to do the work. I've also seen, you know, just like I do in my life, I'll be really good about continue to do the work. And then things will start falling off and I'll realize, oh, I haven't been doing the work. So that's what happens is, you know, the transformation is ever going process. It's not a one and done. And when people walk out my doors, the one thing that I really try to leave them with is an experience so that they know how it could feel. They know how it could feel to walk in the door after work and not bring the baggage with them. How to, you know, I think Esther Perel is someone who says, and if you don't follow Esther Perel, she's amazing relationship, like insight. She talks about like, how are you treating the person that you love after they walk in the door from work? Like, are you taking like all of the baggage from that day and projecting it onto them? So, after people come out my doors, I just hope that they take a little bit of that magic with them so that they know that it's possible to live in a higher energy.
Mm-hmm. I love this. The more and more work that I do, the more I realize. And when I say I do, people are like, what do you mean by the work? Right. It's the inner work of dissecting your beliefs, how you show up, your thoughts. And I think, man, it's so cliche when they say it's getting comfortable with discomfort, but I always go back to birth. I go back to life. I go back to transition and seasons. It's incredibly uncomfortable to be awake. It's uncomfortable to be alive. You came into this world, you know, shooting through a birth canal or a C-section. But we all came the same way, birth canal, C-section, whatever it is, you came out of this little seed. Oh God, where's my conversation going? You came out of this little seed, but there is a discomfort that happens coming into the world. There's a discomfort that happens with awakening. And when you choose to become awake to that, you are choosing discomfort. And when you're choosing no longer to numb yourself from that pain and discomfort, right? We're not using drugs or alcohol or TV. Like, we all have vices. It can be food, too much social media. Like, there's so many things that we use to try to numb our discomfort. But to hear you say this again and again and again and again, it is showing up, showing up, showing up. And when you feel like you're not doing the work, meaning you've backed down, you're taking rest, you're, you know, coming back out of it again, we go to the next level. So yeah. You said you were up for this. Let's go to the next level, Melissa.
Gosh. Well, you know, I'm up.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. You're always up for a growth opportunity. So I asked a few of you inside my coaching program, who wants to do some Byron Katie work in the real world? And, you know, so I can record it and put it on the podcast. And some people are like, well, I want to vomit and shit my pants, so I guess I will raise my hand. And to me, that is a true trailblazer. That's a true woman leader. Mom is in control. I'm using that with air quotes. Somebody who's willing to show up even though they don't want to. So let's dive in. I believe when we take a stand for our future selves, our higher selves, this is where we can create change in the world. So I know you're laughing, but I know through this process, I've challenged your beliefs on who Melissa needs to be in the world, whether it's physically, mentally. I know money is always a big one for women. And I think today we're diving into some money beliefs that I know you're not the only person who has.
Yeah. And this is, I'm just going to tell you this because for whoever is listening, as confident as I may sound throughout this whole thing, money is extremely uncomfortable for me. So.
Awesome. Okay. So let's do some beliefs around money, because I think it goes hand in hand. So the reason why I'm doing this is because I want women to understand, and I thank you for being a leader in this or a role model. I want women to understand that our beliefs with money are tied to our worth, our worthiness, tied to our confidence, tied to our sense of purpose. Like, it's for whatever reason, I mean, money is just an energy. It's literally this man-made concept of like, here, I'm going to give you this piece of paper. It's worth X amount of dollars. You give me this. And it's just so random how we've tied power and belief and corruption and abundance and joy to this thing that we've created. So for women, it's so tied to so much. And I think if we're working on the core of our beliefs, we can work on, you know, the creation and feeling in control of our whole lives. So tell me a belief that you have that you've prepared for this call, and then I'll dive a little bit deeper.
Oh, man. Okay. Gosh, I picked a few. So you just want me to pick one of them?
Yeah, just tell me one right now.
Okay. If I make money without working more, that makes me... no one will like me if I'm money hungry. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And what I'm hearing you say is like, I can't make more working less.
Yeah. Like, if I make more, I will change and my family won't like me was another one too.
Okay.
So let's, like, let's a lot of it's time. Yeah.
Let's do that one. What was the second one? What was the one you just said?
If I make more, I will change and my family won't like me.
Okay. Love it. Okay. Family won't like me. So when, so whether it's a conscious or subconscious belief, I mean, all you have to do, so Melissa, just to give people, like, how did you get to that belief? Like, yeah. What did you do to uncover these beliefs about yourself?
Well, first off, I've tapped about money a lot, about how much I want to make money, how much I want to make. I've also, like, started to envision my life if I was to make more, mm-hmm. what I would be doing daily, how similar parallels are right now. I've dove into, like, what I judge other people who make more than me. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I really came to this belief, is because, you know, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I've looked at people and I've thought, well, they're not very nice people.
Mm.
Or, you know, it's almost like this disconnect. I don't know how else to explain it other than I'm here and they're there and I don't have a connection and I feel belittled, even though most of them have treated me amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know them personally, some of them, and they've treated me amazing, but there's this weird belief in my head,
mm-hmm.
that I need to judge them.
Awesome. So we can get to our beliefs, you know, whether I believe the sky is blue or I believe that, you know, women should spend 24 hours a day with their children. And if you work, you're a bad mother, like whatever your beliefs are, or vice versa. I have beliefs. We all have beliefs, but I believe the whole I believe the purpose of life is to experience joy and to feel good. It took me a very long time to get there. On the opposite of that, I used to believe the more you suffer, the better you are as a mother. Like, that was my core belief. So we have beliefs. Some serve us, some do not serve us anymore. And the beliefs that no longer serve you were coping strategies, and they got you to where you were. But as you grow, when you are on this path of personal development and you choose to grow and become different, not better or worse, when you choose to become different, more in alignment with who you are and how you want to feel, what happens is you're chronically detoxing and you have to detox beliefs that no longer serve you. So we can get to a belief when we're looking at people and we're judging them, we're triggered by them. So some people used to trigger me so bad, now they don't trigger me. And this is the beauty when you see people as growth opportunities, right? So when they're teachers, like, why is this person triggering me? And you're like, yes, I'm ready to dive into that, rather than just allowing that judgment to happen and then projecting that judgment and then living in that judgmental place.
Yeah.
All right. If I make more money, I will change and my family won't like me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It corresponds with what we talked about, like me terrified to grow because I thought my husband would leave me.
Exactly. So we're mimicking the work of Byron Katie. So anyone who's listening, you can look her up. O-N, Byron. B-R-Y-O-N, Katie, K-A-T-I-E. Or you can go to thework.com. So Melissa, and it doesn't matter how many worksheets you do, and you can know the questions, right? We still have to do the work. It mm-hmm. never goes away. So if I make more money, so first of all, step one, you are visioning your future. And you're like, I want to make all this money. I want to make an impact. I want to do this with my family. Like, we know what our desires are. We yes. know what they are. But it, from here to there, it's unlearning, letting go, detoxing all of those beliefs to get there. So you know what your vision is. But if you have this story around, if I make more money and I change, I'm going to change and my family won't like me. When you believe that thought, how do you react? How do you show up in your life?
When I believe that thought, I automatically go to, I should probably clean the house more. Like, I honestly busy myself more. I busy myself with the busy work. I avoid the tough conversation, the sales conversations. I avoid those, like the higher price tag ones that people are asking for. Like, mm-hmm. I will literally, like, not even get back to them sometimes, mm-hmm. right away. I will, honestly, the thing that comes up most is I will busy myself with life, like whether it be taking care of the kids or, you know, and a lot of times my cop out is I start feeling guilty over the time I am spending with my kids.
Awesome. Okay. So what I heard you say for those that are listening is when you have this belief, so first of all, you figured out what you wanted. You've done the work to identify the limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Now you're doing the work. If I make more money, I will change. And if I change, my family won't like me anymore. And when you believe that at your core, you start acting in alignment with that, which is what I heard you say is busying yourself, feeling guilty as a mom, because if you're not feeling guilty, you're not a good mom. I'm being sarcastic. Avoiding the highest leverage action to allow you to achieve your results from people who are literally asking to work with you. And then it perpetuates the cycle of what emotions does that emit for you? What a reality does that create when you believe that?
Right now, it like makes me sick to my stomach almost. Like it makes me feel like I just did something bad that I'm apologizing for.
Mm. So you know it's not in alignment.
I know it's not. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's not being of service to your higher, to your vision.
But the busyness keeps you away from feeling that emotion of like, you know, for instance, I just keep going back to like in my bedroom talking to my husband and saying like, I want to grow. I'm excited. Like, are you behind me? Mm. You know? And we've had those conversations a lot and he does support me.
My husband will say to me, I've never not supported you. Why do you keep projecting this on to me that I'm the one holding you back?
Yeah. And I mean, I've done a lot of work on this thought and I've really honestly tied it back to some childhood things. Mm-hmm. And I can pinpoint a couple things, but what really comes to mind is, you know, my parents' beliefs, obviously, which they have my perception of my parents' beliefs, I should say. Because I realized even my perceptions can be wrong, you know? But my family wasn't super wealthy. However, when we moved to Montana, they built the house of their dreams because they saved for it and everything. And people in town would say that we lived in the Barbie house, like Barbie and Ken and their perfect little lives. And meanwhile, me as a kid, like I didn't get a phone until I could pay for it. Like I, you know, had to work in the summers. You know, I wasn't allowed to go to basketball camps and stuff because my parents were like, no, like we're not dragging you around to do everything that you want. And, I kind of tied, you know, having money and actually striving for excellence in your field as to not being with the in crowd and your friends won't like you.
It's such a primal thing too, right? Because remember when we're getting outside of our comfort zones, this is why I'm such an advocate for coaching and community and support and even just surrounding yourself with cheerleaders and not, and when I say cheerleaders, not someone's like, yay, you got this. No, someone's like, you're getting in your way again, or can I call you out on that? Or you're not living in integrity, or that, like, you know, what you did there wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Because we need those types of people in our corner, because this is how we're going to change the world. It's uncomfortable. But when you're surrounded with people who are putting you down, who maybe don't have the same vision as you, and I'm not saying like, you know, you could have this vision for your life and your partner can have a different vision, but it's in alignment, right? It might be different colored walls or different certain things, but you're like, heck, my husband's like, whatever you want, I'll follow. Like, you be the visionary and I'll go for it. And my point here is, when you begin to see where you are getting yourself stuck, you can choose again and again and again and again to do different. So now that you are aware, so just close your eyes for a second, Melissa. when, and we haven't like fully done a whole Byron Katie worksheet on this, but when you are fully aware of where you're getting in your own way, you're reflecting on your past and you know that this is coming from little Melissa. This is coming from a seed that is a belief that was planted in you somewhere along the way. And now it is no longer serving you. What is the next step that you begin to take to become this woman so that you can make a bigger impact, not only for your children, but the women who need you?
Well, since we are talking about money, continue to look at the numbers, continue to ask myself the hard questions about value and service, and what I need in order to have the life that I want and be able to give that service to my clients. And like, I just kind of feel like it really comes back, and this one's going to be hard for me to say out loud, but not talking to other people than my parents about it, because I value their opinion so much, and there's so much, and this is again like my perception of my mom looking at me a different way, and even though she wasn't, you know, like me pulling back from owning what I know I need to do in fear of judgment, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So like, I think, having conversations with people who do this for a living without the relationship aspect of me, like, and my mom, you know what I mean? Like me, my mom and my dad or something, which my parents are like fabulous with money. It's just the relationship gets in the way of the growth.
I love it. Why are you determined to continue this work?
Because I know that I was put here for a bigger purpose than what I'm currently doing right now. And I've known that ever since I was in high school. And I've told my mom that. And people are close to me ever since I was young.
So when you're committed to that knowing, and it's daily work to get out of your own way, right? It's daily work to uncondition yourself, unlearn, let go of the bullshit, you know, question your thoughts, question your actions, question your reality. And from evidence of how far you've come and the continuation, like you don't give up, the persistence, what would you say to that woman listening to this who has that knowing, and maybe she doesn't know the how to, maybe she doesn't know how to get there, but it's the deeper knowing of, there's something bigger for me and I need to take action. Like now is the time to take action. I can no longer allow my excuses to get in the way. I can no longer allow my beliefs or my lack of, or sticking my head in the sand or turning a blind eye, or I can't hide behind my children and my family anymore. I need to move. What do you say to that woman?
Well, keep it simple, stupid, move. But on the deeper side of things, because I am a deep person, is it all comes back to the beginning of our conversation of, if you are not, you know, if someone says, I want to feel beautiful, I want to book a boudoir shoot, but then, you know, something gets in the way, let's say it's money, right? Usually it's not the money, it's that they don't trust themselves on how to find the money to get the feeling that they want or the product that they want at the end of it, whether the product is like feeling beautiful or whatever, right? So it comes back to, if you can't trust yourself others aren't going to trust you. And in turn, you know, you have to be vulnerable enough to trust others that they know what they're doing and they can teach you how to get what you want if you're willing to show up for the work.
Hmm. Oh man, I love this conversation, and I know we could go on and on and on. And I, what I love about you, Melissa, and I said this at the beginning, is your persistence, but it goes so much beyond the photo shoot. And like you said, you know, there is something bigger. And I think for women listening who have that desire for more and say, what is that? What is that? What is that? You have to be willing to ask yourself that question. What is that? And if right in front of you is, you know, the medium that you have, which might be photography or something else, or just, it, you have to ask yourself, what is my more? Like, what is that? And it's not, if you're asking yourself that question, there is more. That's my point. The work is never done. We are constantly evolving and pulling back the layers. We're constantly learning and growing about who we want to be in the world, or learning about, you know, it's very apparent in my mind right now about like social injustice, about who we need to be in the world and how we need to show up. And that's incredibly uncomfortable to say, how am I contributing to this? Right. And to sit with that discomfort and being called out on it. And my point of why I'm saying this is because it doesn't matter if you are somebody who wants to make a career pivot, if you are somebody who's sitting there saying, not this, not this, if you're sitting there screaming and yelling at your children, or if you just feel depleted and chronically overwhelmed, abundance, alignment, whatever the fuck you want to call it, is available to you, but it is on the other side of getting uncomfortable. And I think not only are you a fabulous role model for that, Melissa, you create that sacred space for women to do the same. And I just honor you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah. So where can people find you? One, you're hilarious. I know you're on TikTok. You are on YouTube and you're on Instagram, and you are wildly creative. And I just laugh every time I see your videos. So where can people get more of you?
Right now it's mostly Instagram and TikTok. I'm starting to do TikTok more. YouTube is the uncomfortable. I'm just going to be honest here. YouTube's the uncomfortable. And I know that's the thing that I need to do. And I've been doing it. I've been recording it. It's been messy. So I don't have any videos live yet, but keep looking.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Yes. So what is your name on Instagram?
It is M. Kate Photography. And I do have a portfolio of boudoir work, and it's women-only group. So it's called The Sexy Naked Truth. And because the truth is very vulnerable, mm-hmm. and you don't have to be naked, and that's the sexy naked truth.
Ooh, I love that.
So, yeah.
And who are you on TikTok?
M. Kate Photography.
Perfect. So they can find you at M. Kate Photography.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.